Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The last hour, we talked about the 9 reasons why you should no longer care about people's approval, and we didn't get to number 9, so we're going to get to that. And also, a valid critique of this has been posted to our Facebook page by Puke from Puke and the Gang, and I would like to dig into that a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, of course, is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc, which is what, Daryl?
It is a website where you will find daily news and commentary, a weekly radio show, a weekly newscast that I am still hoping to eventually turn into a daily newscast. Mm. Just need the funding to make it feasible for me to invest the time and effort into doing daily. And there's also a monthly newspaper that is currently being sponsored by Bitcoins.
Indeed, and you can read the thing for free online, the newspaper, that
yes.
is. You can also subscribe to the physical version.
Yes.
Or if you live in the Keene, New Hampshire area, or also Manchester, Concord, and some other places in New Hampshire, you may be able to find a local pickup
yeah.
for it. Anyway, fpp.cc for more of Daryl. There was a question that I asked on free. Actually, I didn't ask the question. I just posted the article.
I posted the article.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that. So Daryl posted the article, 9 Reasons Why You Should No Longer Care About People's Approval, on our Facebook/Twitter/Google+. And Puke responded to point out, I think, a very, very valid critique of this particular viewpoint. Because what we've been saying is, be true to yourself. Don't try to appease other people. If you try to appease other people, you'll essentially create your point of attraction as though you're that other person, and you won't be attracting the right people into your life because you're not who you really are. And that's a problem. But on the other hand, James, a.k.a. Puke, says, I love to smear poop on paraplegics in public. I don't need your approval. I love to talk in theaters and fart in elevators. I don't need your approval. I murder and rape for fun. I don't need your approval. Now, I think what he's getting at with a very exaggerated manner there is the idea that in society, there are certain things that will probably get you ostracized to the point where
yes.
you won't be able to get along with people.
Yes.
So it's one thing to have a viewpoint that is controversial and express that viewpoint, which is kind of where we focused on our discussion about this topic of being true to yourself. Then again, it's another thing if you're talking about running through the supermarket naked. There may be people that don't appreciate that. For instance, there was a guy who...
Well, there's also the signs, generally, that say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
There are those signs.
So
that's
you
true.
Can run through with shirts and flip, wearing a shirt and flip-flops.
But no pants.
But no pants. You would
yeah.
be complying with the posted signage.
You would.
But it's still
Unless,
not a good idea.
Right. Well, right. So these are things that... They're not good ideas.
And you might wind up on the peopleofwalmart.com website.
But is he, you know, is this a valid critique that takes down everything we've said? Or is it just that he's taking this to the extreme and therefore, not really?
I think he's taking it to the extreme. But at the same time, you do want to some extent... fit into society.
And that's sort of the struggle here, right? Like, how far do you go with fitting in? The suggestions here in this article at purposefairy.com say that you should be true to yourself and that, do what you think is best and attract the people that are the right people to you. On the other hand, if you don't do certain things in society, there's a good chance you may not eat. There's a good chance you could get shot. You could,
right.
End up in a cage. So there's obviously a line somewhere, and I'm sure everybody has an individual decision to make as to where that particular line is. Because we are social animals. I mean, even
right.
as was pointed out here, if you are somebody who's very true to yourself and you have an opinion, for instance, that might be controversial, you may find yourself on the outs with a number of people who otherwise would be accepting towards you. We pointed out how it can be a very lonely place to be out there on that, that sort of that leading edge. And we all do need social interaction. Otherwise, you go crazy. That's why they put people in solitary confinement in jails, because it's incredibly punishing to those individuals to not have them be around other human beings. So to some extent, we do need people in our lives, if not for any other reason, the fact that we can't do everything for ourselves.
Right.
So it is important to maintain human relationships, and there are certain basic levels of understanding and behavior that will maintain those things. But where you draw that line, I think, is really what the question of the hour is. Number nine, on this list of nine reasons why you should no longer care about people's approval, the only person you must get approval from is you. If you like and approve of yourself, believe me, it will no longer matter if people say nice things about you or not, for you will understand, as Carl Jung said, everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. You get to the point where you know them talking about you has little or nothing to do with how you think, act, live, etc., but a lot to do with how they think and who they perceive or how they perceive reality. A lot of times, what we can't accept in others are the things we haven't accepted in ourselves, whether we are consciously aware of this truth or not. As Wayne Dyer said, when you judge another, you do not define them. You define yourself as someone who needs to judge. And do you still care about what other people think of you? You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I would like to point out that item number nine begins with the largest small word in the English language.
If.
If you like yourself, then it doesn't matter what other people think.
Mm.
There are a lot of people that have low self-esteem.
Right.
And so they do care what other people think, because if everybody thinks that they are worthless, then that's just going to, you know, perpetuate their low self-worth. If that makes any sense.
No, yeah, it does. But it's a trap, right? Because if you have low self-esteem and you're worried about what others think about you because you want them to feel good about you so you can feel good about yourself, you're trying to solve a problem externally that is an internal problem, meaning that you are trying to make yourself feel whole through other people's opinions about you, when, in fact, all you can do if you want to feel whole is to figure out how to feel that way and, you know, change how you feel. And then other people will think what they want to think about that. But I think that that's a frustration for a lot of people.
Right. And it's one of those things of just telling somebody with low self-esteem, oh, well, just feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
That's akin to telling somebody that, you know, has cancer, well, just forget about the cancer. Just forget that you have it and your hair will grow back.
Yeah, it is like that, and there's really not much, like you're saying, that you can just say. You can't just fix somebody's self-esteem problems. They have to be interested in solving it for themselves, and there's a process involved there. You know, there's a process of shifting the way you think about yourself, the way you see yourself, how you respond to other people and what they say or do or etc. towards you, and it's a long process, but I think it is one that is worthy of attempting to shift your perspective about various different things. So, you know, for instance, if you find yourself hating people, find some better feeling to shift towards. And it doesn't mean that you have to shift from hate straight to love. There's this continuum there. So, like, shifting from hate to pity is a step that I think you could take, that most people in a position of hating could take. Like, you hate this person or this thing or this job or whatever. In the case of a person, if you hate that person, try to just pity them instead. Like, feel sorry for that person. Oh, well, it's, you know, they're so angry all the time, blah, blah, blah. Whatever reason you need to shift yourself away from that negativity and find better feelings for yourself. If you can feel more positively in the, you know, every day, then presumably your self-esteem would rise if you're feeling good about yourself. 855-450-FREE, but maybe you want to share your tips, suggestions, your experiences in life. 855-450-FREE, take control here. Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Hey, and those site features do include the listening options, live streams. We've got those broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They stream 24/7. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times on our live streams. We also have our radio stations, over 120 great stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, as well as the free-to-air satellite channel, where you can tune in for free, $0 per month. And then also there's the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We have been discussing the nine ways that that you should not be caring about, or the reasons, nine reasons you shouldn't care about people's approval. And the Free State Project, if you love liberty, can really help, I think, on this particular issue. Because as we pointed out, or as Puke pointed out in kind of an extreme manner on our Facebook page, there are certain things that you have to do in order to get along with the supermajority of people. As wrong as some of those things might be, I think people, if they want to walk naked down the street, should be able to do that. But they're going to get into some issues, mainly with the men with guns and badges and cages to put people in showing up and doing just that to somebody who walks around naked. There was a guy in Bellows Falls, Vermont, recently who did this. And by the way, it's supposed to be legal in Vermont to be naked, but in certain towns they have outlawed it. In a lot of places, it's not illegal at all, or it is not legal at all to be naked. So Vermont's kind of a unique location for that. But anyway, the cops arrested the dude, and then when they let him out, he got naked again, and then they arrested him again, and you know, now he's facing charges over that. So while I fully support his right to be true to himself, and if that means to be naked, to be naked, unfortunately, a super majority of people in our society seem to have a problem with that. Or at the very least, they don't care enough to do anything about it, right? So either people have a direct problem with it and are going to call the police, or they, you know, they just don't care enough to stand up for the guy's rights, to assist him in defending himself in court or support him in any way, shape, or form. And then there's a much smaller amount of people like me who actually do support what the guy is doing because he's not harming anybody. So who cares? Who cares if he walks around naked? The fact is there are people who oppose this, and they will oppose some of these things with violence. So you do have to kind of be careful about how you be true to yourself. One of the ways that you can be true to yourself if you love the ideas of liberty and not be as lonely, because it can be a very lonely experience to be a liberty-loving individual, somebody who espouses, as we do on this program, the ideas of freedom. You know, if you don't, if you live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. Simple ideas. But those who espouse these ideas are looked at by a lot of people in society as crazy because they're just so radically different from what it is that they've been taught, especially in government schools and things like that, that it can be a real lonely experience. We had a couple folks from Cop Block in Ohio visiting a couple weeks ago at our Social Sunday meeting, and these guys were just absolutely ebullient about being around other people who shared similar ideas as them. It must be a really amazing experience for somebody to come up to New Hampshire, where over 1,000 people are here now for the Free State Project, and to be able to plug into this existing network of people that are already on board with the ideas. It's not like a group of friends that you've known forever that you're still trying to bring on board with the ideas of liberty. These people are already on board with the ideas of liberty. That's why they moved here. That's why you and I moved here, Daryl. Yes. And the Free State Project is, to me, a real solution because it allows people who love liberty to feel more comfortable in their skin. It's an instant increase in the amount of people in a given society who are accepting towards those ideas. And I think that's really important. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about this movement of what is going to be 20,000 people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We're over 14,800 people at this point. Want to reach 20,000, and once the 20,000 is reached, there'll be a 5-year window of time where all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire and then get active in whatever way they think is best and whatever way you think is best to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it solves almost instantaneously the lony factor of, that there's no one around who can appreciate what you believe. I know that there are a lot of people out there listening to my voice who feel that way. Where you live, there may be maybe no more than 5 other people who feel the way that you do and are willing to be active about it. Because there's different groups, right? There's the group of the people that feel like liberty is a good idea, but they're too afraid to do or say anything about it. Or the people that feel like liberty is a good idea, believe in the ideas of liberty, and are willing to speak to their friends about it, but not willing to actually do anything outside of that to achieve it. And then there are those who, like us, Daryl, who are dedicated to the ideas of liberty and are willing to do as much as we can possibly do in whatever venue to attempt to advance those ideas, which is one of the reasons why you're running for mayor of the city of Keene.
Yes.
And you just recently posted your questionnaire form from the local newspaper that you filled out at freekeene.com.
And I was told by the local newspaper that I had 1,000 words for all of my answers.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a restriction.
Yeah, it says, please limit your responses to a total of 1,000 words.
Uh-huh.
My response is 984 words.
Got it. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I wasn't aware of that restriction.
Yes.
So we do have people doing what they can here, and it helps to have a good network, a good social network as well. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. News from the world of Bitcoin. Silk Road competitor Atlantis is shutting down. This after less than a year of being open. Now, what is the Silk Road? Well, for those of you that are uninitiated in the world of Bitcoin, there are ways that you can spend your Bitcoins that are legal, and then there are ways that may not be so legal, like buying illegal drugs through an online anonymized marketplace.
Well, just so you know, it's also illegal to use paper dollars printed by any government to those same purchases.
But it's better to use Bitcoin because you can be more anonymous about using them as opposed to paper dollars, which usually require you to be in someone's physical presence. One of the things that is brilliant about the Silk Road is that it anonymizes both the dealer and the buyer to where you don't know who you're getting this product from.
Right.
You know who they are on the Silk Road, but you don't know anything else about them. And it's an amazing just this website that it has existed now, by the way, for over 2 years. The Silk Road has been around since at least 2011. It's amazing how successful that they've been. They have not been shut down. And the Silk Road continues. By the way, the Silk Road is not just for illegal drugs. There are all kinds of interesting things on there, like fake IDs and other things that aren't even illegal. You can use, there's somebody on the Silk Road that will, sell you a variety of
products. There are people selling books on the Silk Road.
Right. So it's not necessarily an illegal marketplace, although many of the things sold there would probably violate statutes in your local area. But there was a competitor that started up earlier this year to the Silk Road, and now they're shutting down. We'll explain what's going on. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Mobile site's one of them. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get access to our live streams and the podcast for free, of course. That's m.freetalklive.com. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Maybe you're, you know, looking to talk to some experts, people that actually know a thing or two about mortgages. These guys are those people, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They know about how principal and interest works, and they can hook you up with deals and information about 20-year, 15-year loans as compared to 30-year loans. For instance, at a 30-year loan, your first payment is going about 35% of it's going to principal reduction. It takes about 10 years of that 30-year loan to get up to about 50% of the payment that you're making going to principal reduction. And you want to pay off that principal so you don't pay as much interest. Well, start with a 20-year loan, and your first payment goes 49.6% to principal reduction. The 15-year loan, you can get 59% right out the gate going to principal reduction, and it gets better from there. MortgageMinuteGuy.com knows there's a lot of difference between cheap and inexpensive. And a 30-year loan is cheap, but it's not inexpensive over time. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. That's 866-288-0088. I am certainly no expert on mortgages, but they are. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Silk Road's competitor, Atlantis, apparently going out of business. And the story is from ArsTechnica.com. I was talking a moment ago about what the Silk Road is. It's a website on Tor, which means you cannot access the Silk Road through the normal internets.
Now, for people that don't know, Tor is an acronym that stands for the Onion Router.
That's right. And why do they call it the Onion Router? I think it has to do with layers of security, but honestly,
yes. I'm not real sure. Something about layers, and I didn't know until recently that Tor, being the Onion Router, and torrents are not related. Connected at all.
Yep, not at all. On torrents, you can absolutely identify who all the people are that are downloading the torrents. So there's no security whatsoever, as I understand it, when you download torrents. So the Silk Road has been around. They've been selling all kinds of products. It's like an eBay. It's like essentially an anonymous marketplace where you can sell a variety of different things. Drugs are the most popular category.
It is an agora.
An open market. Yes. There are some restrictions. You can't, for instance, sell guns on the Silk Road. They did at one time attempt to open up a separate website, the Armory, which was dedicated to selling firearms. And it really didn't generate that much interest. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's very difficult to send guns through the mail or send parts to guns.
What about swords? Could I purchase a sword?
Ooh, good question. On the Silk Road?
Yes.
I don't know.
Daggers?
I don't know. Actually, you should try to get on the Silk Road because I tried a few days ago and was unable to get in. In fact, I tried again today.
Yeah, I don't have the onion thing on my computer.
Oh, it's easy. All you have to do is just go and download the Tor Browser Bundle. And it's this installer that basically does all the work for you. There's not really much setup that you have to do. You probably want to turn off JavaScript from the browser's settings. But besides that, you can just download that browser, run it, and then go to the Silk Road site. It's fascinating. You don't have to. Going to Silk Road is not illegal. You can go to Silk Road and browse through all their products and look at the forums and see what people are saying. And it's a pretty interesting place. But what's happening right now is their competitor is about to go out of business, apparently. Story is from ArsTechnica.com, where Atlantis, a black market website and the main competitor to Silk Road, announced its closure on Friday, citing, quote, security reasons outside of its control, unquote. The site urged users to withdraw their bitcoins and litecoins from their accounts as they, quote, will not be recoverable a week from now, unquote. Now, to their credit, to the Atlantis market's credit, they are not just disappearing. And that they could have done. Right. The way these sites work is they will hold money in your account. Like, so you've got your Bitcoin wallet, right, on your phone or whatever, where yes. you hold your wallet. But on these sites, you can also load Bitcoins into an internal wallet that is in the site, basically. So right. they hold those Bitcoins. So, for instance, if you're going to buy something on the Silk Road requires that you have that amount of Bitcoins in their wallet. They then put a hold on those bitcoins by transferring them into an escrow account. And then once the product or whatever service is delivered to you that you're buying through the Silk Road, you can then release those funds, and the funds will then go to the seller.
Yes.
So this is a this escrow process to some extent protects it definitely protects the buyer, and to some extent it protects the seller as well. Now, of course, there's always the issue with the dishonest buyer. A dishonest buyer could, for instance, receive a product and then claim to have never received it.
Right.
And that causes some issues. And there's some
Well, that's
mediation.
Why, as the seller, you put tracking on what you ship. That way you know if they received it.
Well, there's some concerns. Well, I guess there are some tracking issues there. But even still, the buyer could still claim to have not received it. For instance, a package can be delivered and considered delivered by tracking. If they just leave it on the front doorstep and
sure.
somebody comes around and takes it, then the buyer's being honest when the buyer says, well, yeah, but I wasn't home and it didn't make it.
Right.
So there's some issues there. It's not a perfect system, but the escrow system helps. So what I'm explaining here is that Atlantis, if it's just like Silk Road, and when I visited, it looked like it was basically a ripoff of Silk Road. I mean, that they essentially had this almost the same code as Silk Road, but just with a different kind of facing on it.
Right,
so it looked
right.
a little bit different. And so I suspect that Atlantis has a certain number of people that have accounts that have money in them. And
before you get too much further into the story, there are websites that are similar that are on the regular internet.
As Silk Road?
Similar.
Really?
You can't purchase, all of the same things.
Okay.
But there are, Bitcoin markets on the regular internet.
Oh, you mean markets
like
that are selling
Bitnet,
legal items. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you can buy, coins and,
stuff.
Sort of, it's basically an eBay, but with only Bitcoin.
there absolutely are those markets, and those are not open markets.
Right, but they work the same way with the escrow where you have to send them the monies. So if somebody wants to, you know, go to bitmit.net and just play around to, you know, see what the Silk Road would act like.
Mm-hmm. As far as the money transfer.
Right. They can do that without having to...
But you can't buy pot. You can't buy cannabis on BitMit. So
you also don't have to, you know, download the secret internet off of the cloud and put it on your computer.
Tor is fascinating. I mean, it's interesting. You know, obviously Tor helps protect people's anonymity, which of course results in all manner of interesting things going on because you can't generally can't be traced. Although they did take down Freedom Hosting recently, which was a Tor-based hosting service, which hosted something like half the sites on Tor.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they took down that hosting service, and the dude who ran it is in some serious legal hot water right now. But that's another story. Atlantis launched in March of this year and released a flashy YouTube campaign in the mid-summer of this year. The site claimed to be like Silk Road, but with a better user experience, cheaper rates, and more security features. The site went through some downtime in its short period of existence, mainly in the last few weeks. According to the Daily Dot, it was accused of being both a poor Silk Road imitation and a honeypot for police. Forbes gave the site a cursory yet favorable review in comparison to its competitors, but Atlantis never came close to the volume of business that Silk Road processes, which is between $30 million and $45 million in transactions, according to one professor at Carnegie Mellon. Atlantis offered no more details on the reason for the shutdown or whether its customers ought to be concerned for their security following the event. Coins that are not withdrawn from the site, they claim, will be donated to a drug-related charity of Atlantis's choosing. So, to their credit, they didn't just disappear and take everybody's money. They're giving them a week to get out. But hopefully everybody hears about it within a week's period of time.
Right.
Otherwise, they could be out thousands, depending on how much money they've got in their accounts. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are. But how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you like the fact that the website's free, that the archives are free, that you can just download as many episodes as you want, and there's no cost to you. Well, there is a cost to us. Running a website is not a free endeavor, and it does cost money. And also promoting this radio show to talk radio stations costs money as well. In fact, we'll be out at the Talkers Convention in Los Angeles in just a couple weeks from now. Daryl, you're actually going to be taking over for one of those nights on the show.
Yes, I will.
And have you decided on your co-host?
It's going to be Nemi.
Nemi, that's right. Okay, so that'll be great. And so the show continues as me and Mark go out west to schmooze it up with the big wigs in the industry. And the reason why we can afford to go and do that is, frankly, because you, listeners like you at least, give $5 per month to Free Talk Live through the Free Talk Live AMP program. And you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. So some of that money goes to going to industry conventions, like the Talkers Conventions in New York and Los Angeles. Some of the other money goes to advertising in Talkers Magazine's online publication. They have like a daily industry news update that they send out, and Free Talk Live is in those every other week. We're in there. And there's a variety of other things that we can do with your $5. Obviously, it's only $5 to you. This is the cost of a cup of coffee in some places. But for us, it really adds up, and it makes a big difference. So you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. And you can do all of that over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind the show and support us for just $5 a month and get some perks, too. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And I promise you, the AMP money is not going to the Silk Road. The Silk Road is a fascinating, fascinating website. It's a phenomenon in the black market. And I am such a huge fan of the Silk Road for so many different reasons. The news story, though, tonight is about their competitor, Atlantis.
Are there other competitors?
There must be. I just don't know about them. I bet you there's – when you get into Tor, there's a website called – oh, God, I forget what it is. But there's some wiki, some Tor wiki, which kind of gives you information on other Tor sites. So you can go and look through that and find info on all manner of different things. And I imagine there's probably a category in there for drug markets or something like that, where I know there's another site, but it's not like the Silk Road. It's more intended for like bigger deals, I suppose, than the Silk Road, like big drug deals, from what I understand.
So but like a wholesale.
Yeah. Yeah, as I understand it, I saw a link to them a couple of years ago. I don't know if they're still around. I haven't checked that in recent times. But anyway, Silk Road is far and above the most successful black market website of all time. They still exist while their competitor, Atlantis, is going under. And to Atlantis's credit, at least they gave people some heads up. They put their site up. They put a message up saying, you better get your money out now because we're shutting down in a week. And after that, we're going to put your money into some sort of donation for some drug-related charity. What that means, nobody really knows. Who these people are, no one has any idea. No one has any idea who Dread Pirate Roberts is either. And he's the founder and the CEO, if you will, of the Silk Road. And as was revealed in Forbes' recent piece about Dread Pirate Roberts, where they actually interviewed Dread Pirate Roberts, turns out the person calling himself Dread Pirate Roberts is, in point of fact, not the original Dread Pirate Roberts, which I found to be the most interesting part about that interview, besides the fact that the guy talks like he is a, you know, a real principled, liberty-oriented guy. Like, this guy...
Hold on. So why does it surprise you that Dread Pirate Roberts is multiple people? Because that was the whole thing about the actual pirate named Dread Pirate Roberts, is that people carried on that persona for hundreds of years.
Interesting. I didn't know that about Dread Pirate Roberts. I didn't even know there was a Dread Pirate Roberts. I just thought it was the guy's name on the site. So so I would have been surprised for that reason. I'm ignorant about Dread Pirate Roberts in reality.
Okay.
And it was just, it was interesting, right? Because it turns out the original guy who created Silk Road basically sold the site to this other Dread Pirate Roberts. And it was a neat story, too, because this the current Dread Pirate Roberts actually found a serious security flaw in the original Silk Road site. And rather than exploiting the flaw for his own benefit, he informed Dread Pirate Roberts about the flaw and became basically Dread Pirate Roberts' security advisor and helped make the site a more tightly programmed and more secure site as a result of that. And eventually when the original Dread Pirate Roberts was ready to retire, it was this other guy who took the business over. So pretty fascinating stuff. And the Silk Road continues on today with who knows how many people, thousands and thousands of people worldwide doing business with one another. The real brilliance to the Silk Road, as far as the black market is concerned, is that it actually protects people. It protects buyers from unscrupulous sellers to some extent. It protects buyers to some extent from it protects sellers from unscrupulous buyers as well. When you're dealing in the black marketplace, and anybody that's ever, you know, bought some drugs in the black market knows how shifty some of those dealers are. If you're buying drugs at a club, for instance, as we pointed out recently, there was the club deaths in New York City that happened at a rave a few weeks back, where Molly was getting the blame for the deaths, but it wasn't in point of fact Molly. Molly is a slang term for MDMA, pure MDMA. It was somebody selling something claiming it was Molly, but in point of fact it was not, and the people that took it ended up dying as a result of that dishonesty from that drug dealer.
So yeah, that's really bad, because you don't want to do that as a dealer, because then you don't get repeat customers.
These dealers aren't looking for repeat customers. They're the kind of unscrupulous people who will show up at a rave party with 200 pills, sell out all their pills, and then disappear. So they're not looking for repeat business. They're just looking to scam a group of people, take some quick cash from doing it, and then get out. And so you find people like this in the drug black market, and those are probably the better types of unscrupulous people. Then there's also people that'll beat and rob folks. You know, they'll set up a drug deal, as we reported recently. It was, I think it was also on Saturday Night Show that we were informed about the hiccup girl. This is a girl who was making big news in 2007 for having hiccups that wouldn't stop. She ended up on lots of talk TV shows and things like that. And then 3 years later, she was involved in a drug robbery gone bad. Now, of course, all drug robberies are bad, but some of them get worse.
Right.
In this case, they lured a guy who was willing to sell them marijuana to their home, or wherever it was, and they stepped out in a back alley to do the deal, where he was then accosted by two men. So this girl led him to this place where her boyfriend and this other guy basically attempted to rob him. He fought back and ended up getting shot to death in the process, all over some marijuana. And so there's no end to these tragic stories in the black market as far as people being ripped off, people buying products they didn't expect, people actually being beaten and robbed, people being murdered. The Silk Road prevents almost all of those things. You can still get ripped off on the Silk Road. There are still unscrupulous sellers and buyers. But
those people have poor seller rating.
That's correct. Or no ratings because they're
generally
brand new.
Don't rip too many people off.
They won't get away with it for too long. You're right, because there's a lot of feedback. There's a forum over at the Silk Road where people talk about their experiences with the dealers. Each time somebody buys something, there's feedback that can be left on that dealer's profile about that. And so there are dealers who've been there on the Silk Road that have been there a long time, and they've got reputation. They've got reputation for good product, for fast service, and for quiet shipping methods, methods that will not arouse suspicion, methods that are very good packaging kind of methods. So there are different factors that you rate somebody on for the Silk Road. And these are things, this information that passes, are things that keep people safe. One thing's for sure, you are never going to get robbed at gunpoint by using the Silk Road. It's just not possible. So automatically it makes the black market a safer place. It makes you more likely to get the product that you're looking for. We talked about harm reduction on Saturday night. The Silk Road's a huge step forward for harm reduction in the black market. And again, harm reduction is the idea that, look, I'm not advocating people smoke crack. I think that's a terrible idea. But I know people are going to do drugs. And so by acknowledging that people will do drugs and trying to figure out, well, what are the safest ways for them to do drugs? How can we communicate what those ways are? How can we save these drug users or abusers' lives from overdoses and things like that?
Right.
It's through information. It's through harm reduction. It's through being honest. It's through legalization, putting these things out of the black market, bringing them into an open market. And the Silk Road is a great step towards more harm reduction because fewer people can physically get harmed, and you'll be more likely to find the products that you're looking for. And it's brilliant. So I hope they continue on, but their competitor is going out of business. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.